Okay, back now talking with Winthrop High School hockey coach Dale Dunbar. And coach, welcome back to MSO. Rumor has it that you've not been feeling well lately, so how are you doing now?
I'm better now. My wife and I both caught COVID, and it laid us up for almost 12 to 14 days. I mean, it was, for me to be sick, miss a hockey game, I'd have to be very sick, and I've missed, I think, three games in the last, with volunteering, like 20 years at Winthrop, and all of them have been COVID-related, one about a year ago, and then I got it again this past one. Actually, I missed three games this last stretch. So, yeah, it wasn't fun, but, you know, I got through it, and hopefully on the upside now.
You know, I got to ask you, Coach, you know, you're a big, tough guy, and you played hockey all your life, you know, defense, you've coached, and hockey is a thing that in New England, it's in the middle of winter, it's in the middle of some of the most miserable weather that you have, it's flu season and all of that. How did you navigate all of that, as a kid getting up, going through the system? I mean, with colds and the flu and all that stuff, how'd you do that? And then to face what you've had to go through now?
Well, I think back then you're so young, you know, you can ward it off a lot easier. One of my favorite things ever to do was skate outside and play outside street hockey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was the only clock you had was the street lights going on. That's when you knew you had to get home. But just all that fun of just competing, and you're not even realizing how much you're competing when you're a kid. And you know, you get up early, you play all day, you travel to go play. It's just a sacred part of your life. And now, it's, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be a kid here for 60 years. Because, I still look at it and approach it the same way. I love it.
Yep.
It's, you know, it's rewarding to be able to still be a part of it as a coach and as, you know, an agent and helping kids and running camps, but it is a different challenge. It's a different world today. You know, I feel when I was a kid and coming up, and you know, there was a lot more, I think, you know, pride in your school and your town, your community. Today, there's so many opportunities, to go play other places, and it takes away from that. And you know, you might get separated a lot earlier in your hockey career than you probably should, you know, by going off and maybe playing junior or to a prep school or to whatever. But you know, with that, you know, the game's sacred. It still provides me, a lot of opportunities to give back. I love it. I don't look at it as work at all. It's all been, you know, a big reward for me. So I love it. I love everything about it. And, you know, the adversity part of it helps build you as a person. And for the things that are unforeseeable, I think you attribute that back to what you've learned as part of a team and from your coaches, your parents. So, you know, it's been very rewarding for me.
Well, and the other thing, two coaches, is there has to be a commitment, because as you say, the love of it is one thing, but then you also have to have the discipline and the help to get up. Sometimes back in the day, I know when you were in school, probably you might have had 5 a.m. Practices, and you had to get there, you had to get your schoolwork done at night and so on, and then to still have it. And I know exactly what you mean about being still a kid, and that's something that the fire burns deep, man. It just doesn't go away.
You know, it's great, and you know, you see the people that or the opportunities that I've been a part of in my life strictly because of hockey. I mean, the people I've met, the people I've worked with, the people I've been able to associate with, strictly, you know, from being in that you know, that community of hockey. It's opened so many doors for me, and you know, I've, and if you look at all the greats that have played, and I think it was actually Orther maybe it said it. He said, "Hockey owes me nothing. I owe everything to hockey."
Oh, that's that, you know, you know, what's cool, too, Coach, is as a teacher and really a transplant, you know, I'm an Army brat who settled in the system a long time, settled in New England a long time ago, to see the fact that you guys who made it to the pros stick around to help young people and you still enjoy it. And, you know, we have so many coaches, really from the Boston Bruins, as a matter of fact, who are still coaching around here on the North Shore. It really shows a love, a desire, not only for the game, but also for wanting to teach kids the game. And the other thing I have to point out, Dale, is the fact that all of you guys, all of you coaches who coach high school, and former pros and so on, you get day jobs. So this isn't like a full-time gig for you guys, even though it is.
We're certainly not doing it for the money. We're not going to get rich that way.
Right.
You know, our reward and our you know, it's not monetarily. It's totally, you know, the love for the game and the love to help another kid, you know, open a door, help another kid get to that next level. And that's everything. It's, you know, but you're right. It takes a big commitment. And, hey, listen, it's not always, you know, roses and ice cream either. I mean, you play through adversity, you play through injuries, you know, you're in a funk sometimes, things aren't just going well, and that's when you have to really rely on and find out who you really are as a person to forge forward and get through it. And I think, you know, the more you do that, and the more life lessons you can pass on to a kid because you've been in those situations, you know, that's all good. I mean, you help shape the person and the player at the same time.
I want to ask you, Dale, about pressure and stress, because you know, you as a high school coach, you know, you want to, when you start playing high school sports, interscholastic sports, you play to win.
Yep.
Before that, you play for the fun of it. But at that level, you play to win. But you know, what is this, especially in Winthrop? I mean, goodness gracious, you guys have such, you know, a long legacy of excellence in not only hockey, but pretty much all sports. And it's a very small town, and you have a couple of really famous names coming out of that town. And besides that, you also have to navigate as a high school coach the parent who says, well, you know, I'm paying this fee here, and I put a lot of money into it. How come my kid's not playing? So what is that? How do you balance that, Dale?
Well, you know, I'm in a unique situation, and I think it's because of our town and because of our upbringings, and maybe some of the kids that I'm coaching along the way that have played with their parents, or their parents have played in the system, or including the mothers, you know, and maybe they were athletes, and you know, for the most part, they get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've turned your son over to us.
Mm-hmm.
To help, you know, have us help navigate him through situations that maybe a parent, you know, doesn't always get the credit for doing. I mean, how many times have you heard us say, oh, you had to hear it somewhere else, but, you know, your parents were telling you the same message, you just had to hear it somewhere else. But in this town, it's pretty unique. I mean, I've had some tough coaches growing up. I mean, you know, guys that, you know, they didn't care that you were, you know, cut open or whatever, and, you know, you get back out there. And you know, it's funny, I know my staff, we coach hard. We coach you hard. I mean, you know, ask any kid, I tell them, I'm not here to be your friend. I'm here to mentor you and to help you become a young man quick, so when you do go out to the real world, you know, you're gonna fall back on some of your situations that happened to you younger and be ready for those situations. I'm not from the school of everybody gets a trophy. Unfortunately, I've had some strained relationships with friends through hockey because I coach to win, I coach to develop, but I've never looked at a friend and put him ahead of a kid that's worked harder than his kid or was more talented and deserved to play. And, you know, it's, you're right. This town is unique in a lot of ways. We're the size of a postage stamp, but, you know, we've won state titles. We've developed some great people, and not just in athletics. There are people from this town that flew Air Force One for the president. I mean, we're a unique town, but at no time do I allow our kids. We have an open door policy. You knock on my door, it's open. you're going to get the real answer. Don't go through channels to try to get the answer you want versus the answer you need. And like I said, I've had great support with athletic directors and principals and superintendents where parents don't call us. They just don't. That's the way it is, and that's our message from day one. You play for me. Your parents don't play for me.
As a high school teacher, I always and a friend of many coaches, including Paul Ingram, longtime Gloucester High School football coach, taught all over the place, and a great guy. But I've always talked to the kids about that, and parents who would question me because they know my relationship with coaches, and it's always, look, he's the coach. You know, he knows what he's doing. That's why he's there. And the thing is, Dale, I'm so happy to hear that because that's a legacy I think every town, every city should have with its interscholastic athletic programs. But I got to ask you on a different note, when you have a kid who's really good and successful, how do I phrase this? It's kind of easy to see him go his way, okay? But I'm also guessing that part of the enjoyment of coaching is when you see someone who maybe just barely makes the team and hangs on and contributes and grows. Do you know what I'm trying to say here? That's also part of it.
I'll give you a great example. One of my kids had transferred back years ago. Ryan Fitzpatrick, he went to Arlington Catholic and decided to come back to Winthrop for senior year. And I'd never really coached him, never done anything really with him because there was that separation where he left young. And turned out to be a fabulous player for us, just a gamer, dad's a Boston cop, just great people, His brother, Fitzy, tried out for our team 2 years ago and just didn't have the skill set. And the toughest thing to do as a coach, as you know, is to bring a kid in and tell him, listen, it's just not in the cards. You're not going to play for us. It's not a rewarding job. And that's when the reward goes out the window because now it's reality. But it's a reality that can make or break someone too. It depends how they take it.
Right.
So I asked him, do you want to be, he was a senior, I said, do you want to be captain of the JV team? And you could see the look in his face, no, I'm all set. Said, how would you like to be a manager and be my right-hand man, Coach Norris and I, you know, take stats, be around here every day, I'm going to hold you accountable for input and to take real stats and to help me see things that we don't see, but be the pulse of this team, be around the kids, they love you. He said, I'd love that. I said, okay, there it is.
Okay.
Be here tomorrow. Well, he ended up, I'll never forget this, we were going into a big game, we still hadn't made the playoffs, and the kid said, Coach, is 50 dressing tomorrow? And I said, no, he's not. That's your fault. You didn't get the job done. We needed a win. I said I'd play him if we got in the playoffs. Sorry, I can't do it. Well, I had a change of heart. We won a game. We were one step closer, and at the end I said, oh, by the way, Fitzy, you're dressing tomorrow. The place went crazy.
All right, yeah.
But then he scored a goal.
Oh, no way.
He scored a goal. It was a Rudy moment.
That's better than Rudy, yeah. That's awesome.
And his parents and him and everything, they were just so ecstatic.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a life lesson right there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I got one I got to tell you off the record some other time here that's similar to that as a teacher and a guy. This gentleman ended up in the NHL, which is really kind of cool. Coach, so much to talk about, and I hope I'm not taking too much time here because I got off track. Originally, I wanted to talk to you about, and we'll get to that if you don't mind, if there's still time, about the team. But we can save that for another night if it is not enough time. But you did watch the Willie O'Ree retirement ceremony. And as a former Bruin, and as a coach and as a teacher, what did that mean to you watching that ceremony and watching the fact that the Bruins have retired his number 22?
Well, it's a tribute to O'Leary as a person. I mean, he was the Jackie Robinson of hockey. It couldn't have not been easy, and anybody that ever walks up and says, oh, I can only imagine how you feel. Well, no, you can't. And the racism and everything that he had to go through, you want to talk about life lessons and adversity and forging forward. I mean, it would have been so easy for Jackie Robinson and for Willie O'Ree and people of color back then to be able to just say, you know what, I just don't want this. I don't need this. But what they did for their sports, respective sports, and for life in general, and for themselves, you can't put a price tag on that. There's nothing that can go against how you've paved the way for others to be able to, mm-hmm. To achieve their dreams, be monetarily rewarded for it, and then to carry on that legacy and being, all inclusion of everybody playing this game, no matter what your background is, color of your skin, I think is just amazing. He's an amazing man. You can see his demeanor. He loves people. He loves the sport. This was never a job for him. I'm just amazed by him, to tell you the truth. I think what they had to go through, not many people could do. So, God bless him. I'm glad he's able to, to be here too for this great reward. I mean, it's a long time coming. But when you see people of color in the sports and, really, really, say I'm here because of Willie O'Ree or Jackie mm-hmm. Robinson or anybody that had to fight your battle to get, to where you are today, God bless.
Mm-hmm. I was very, very impressed with his message, which was live, I guess. It was like a Zoom thing to the Boston Garden, in that he had a goal, and nothing was going to prevent him from getting to that goal. And he's used that lesson to work with so many other kids and people for decades since then. And I didn't know that. I didn't know he was such an ambassador for the NHL. So it was great for me to learn that.
Well, imagine he didn't have his eyesight either.
I know. I didn't know that.
And today, you can't play in the National Hockey League without that.
Oh, my.
He wouldn't have even had that opportunity mm-hmm. back then. Now, because there's you have to have certain vision to be able to play the game. I coached a kid that was a first-round draft pick in junior in Canada. Fabulous player. He got a stick caught in his visor.
Mm.
And the kid raked it out, but he raked his eye at the same time, and he could never play in the National Hockey League.
Oh, jeez.
So that's very sad.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So picture what he did with everything that was stacked against him, plus not having his eyesight.
Yeah, with one eye, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Coach, I could go on all night long, but we're not allowed to do that. let me ask you about the team. You guys, let's see here now. You got a pretty good winning streak going here. You've lost a couple of close ones. How's the progress of your team, Coach, from preseason to now?
I'll be honest with you, at the beginning of the season, I thought we were gonna do pretty well with what, we had some key kids back, we had, some solid play. We lost a couple early that I didn't think we would, to be honest with you, but we did.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's how, what comes out of it. We've worked harder, we never really have gotten into a rhythm. We've had practices canceled, games canceled. But now we're starting to come together. We've strung a nice little win streak here together. The atmosphere is completely turned around. That's what winning does. It seems to, cure a lot of things quickly. And mm-hmm. right now we're getting healthy again. Kids are through their sicknesses. I'm through mine. So the mindset right now is we're all, from where we were to where we are now has been a nice change. And now, I tell the kids every practice, every game now is more important than the last one. So we got to come to the rink every day ready, prepared to go.
I want to ask you if there is such a thing as a momentum change or a turning point. That Gloucester game, that was huge.
Yeah, especially, I mean, it was so disappointing to go to Marblehead, not play well. I mean, an arch rival. You know, they didn't even have their starting goaltender. They were depleted, and we just didn't show up, and that's just inexcusable. We were awful,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I was sick, and I'm texting my coach Mike Norris, and he was sick over it. He was just sick over it, and then he texted me the next couple of days. He said, I don't know what's going on, but we've had two unbelievable days of practice.
Mm-hmm.
It's early on their own. They, you know, it's been unbelievable. They're ready to go. And, yeah, we came out against Gloucester and, you know, they're so skilled. I mean, they've got some really good players and you just got to formulate a plan against them that'll frustrate them and not let them get going and stay out of the box first and foremost because they'll kill you in the power play. And we were able to sustain that, and that really has been the springboard to what's going on right now.
Well, last three games, you're outscoring the opposition 17-1, and I don't see any cream puffs in any of those three games. But your defense, I talked with Coach Andrew Jackson of Masco, earlier, and, you know, the first words out of his mouth, when talking about Winthrop was defense. So tell me a little bit about the boys you have back there this year.
Well, you know, and again, it's a team thing. I think since day one that I took this program over, because again, it's what I've learned. Defense wins, and it's a commitment. Offense is showcasing; defense is a commitment. And I always tell our kids, it's a game to three. If you can get to three, now you're in it. Now you've got to.
Hmm.
Got to do all the little things well, but you've got to get to three because that's usually, you know, you see a lot of 3-2 games,
mm-hmm.
You know, right in that area. And that's playoff hockey to me. You know, if you're giving up, if you have to score 6 goals to win a game, there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can get to three and play great defense, you're going to be in the game at the end. I've been blessed with great goaltending throughout the year and solid defense, but we've always hung our hat on our goals against, and for years, you know, it's always been around, you know, 1.2, 1.3. And, that's why we've been successful. So being able to stop the teams like Masco or stall them or get them off their game plan, you know, really frustrate them. You know, Gloucester and Masco are powerhouses. I mean, they can put up 10 on you like nothing. But what we have to do is make sure that we're playing our game. I don't care what the other team's doing. I can always adjust to something.
Mm-hmm.
If we show up worrying about what the other team's doing, you never play your game.
So Dale, so what does that mean with the forwards? Because they must have that, they gotta come back, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, we play a strict system. And if you're not where you're supposed to be, you know, you're gonna hear from it or you're gonna be sitting at the end of the bench. I don't care who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got some kids that really want to open it up, but they realize that, you know, the way we're going to win is by stifling teams and turning offense into defense into offense,
mm-hmm.
by being in the proper position. So we practice it every day. There's trust me, my superstars, or who they think are superstars,
yeah.
are treated pretty harshly if they're not doing the right thing. We don't overlook anything. Every little detail can turn into a goal, and that goal could send you home back at the end of the year. So we don't overlook anything. We try to pay attention to detail.
You know, Dale, you should just sit in the stands with me because it's so easy when I'm up there. I can coach from up there.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
yeah.
Okay, so if you would, please tell me about some of your senior leadership or wherever it's coming from.
Well, you know, I said we've been blessed with great goaltending through the years. Now we have senior Anthony Androsano.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, he's played.
He's been around a while.
He's been around, but he hasn't played. That was the problem. Hovermail was our all-star goalie, and Anthony was right there with him. But Hovey was just tremendous, great athlete. And now Anthony, you know, was given the starting job, you know, because he deserved it. And he started off slow, and I think that was trying to find his own niche, his own identity. And I kept saying, you're not going to hear me mention Overmail again, but you've got to get that competitiveness that you have inside you and stop sitting back in your net and get out and challenge. And he's been doing that. And it's really made the difference in how we're playing in front of him, because now we're not on our heels as much as on our toes. And as long as we're chipping pucks out and doing things, you know, we're fine. Joe Hayes, one of my senior captains, one of the toughest kids I've ever coached. His father's one of the toughest guys you'll ever meet in your life. And, you know, he's the heart and soul. I mean, this kid is just, he didn't like the way we were playing. He thought everybody was happy to be there. He made everybody take their equipment home for a week. No nothing. And that was on his own.
Is that right?
Oh, that goes to show you the type of kid he is. J.D. Parker, another senior, he can light it up pretty good. He had 6 goals against Swampscott.
Good heavens.
He's offensively gifted, but I'm probably the hardest on him out of anybody to play both sides of the puck. And I've sat him. I've benched him. And he's learned from it. I mean, he plays hard now. He plays all three areas pretty well. Ari Haynes, another senior who's really versatile. We're using him as forward right now because we're a little depleted. So he has the skill set to be able to play both ends. Hardly comes off the ice, plays all specialty situation. Those kids have really are our nucleus.
Okay.
We really ask a lot from them. I mean, these kids hardly come off the ice, and to be conditioned to do that, it's not easy in a physical sport like hockey.
Do you have a lot of seniors on the team, Dale?
Eight
seniors. Eight. Okay, and those.
No, and they're all, you know, they're all some kids, you know, it's starting to get more minutes now than having in the past, and they're doing well with them. Bobby Diaz, you know, Charlie Dassar. We have some kids that are, you know, real Ciccarello, another defenseman who's a pretty skilled kid. They're starting to come on, it's a process, and that's probably the word I use the most with these kids is process. It's, you know, winning is not easy. You gotta earn it. It doesn't come because of skill. I can beat skill any day. I can put in something against them that'll beat them. But when you have skill and you have commitment and character, that's awfully tough to beat.
This has been an incredible half hour for me, Coach, and God, it's been a symposium, as it always is when I listen to you. And I appreciate the time. I can't get out there right now. I hope this thing lifts pretty soon so I can start getting back broadcasting games. When's your next one?
Well, we're supposed to play Fenwick tomorrow, but that just got canceled because they're in COVID protocol.
Oh, boy.
Then we have Masco on Saturday up there.
Okay. All right, so you got a little time off, so everybody can sort of catch their breath and hopefully drink a lot of fluids and get better.
Yeah, that's our message. We practice today. We have a mental health day tomorrow with the cancellation. I gave it to them off. Come back Thursday, Friday, and hopefully we're prepared to play a very tough and solid team in Masco.
Great stuff, man. Coach, thank you so much. I'm going to be bugging you in the next few weeks.
Anytime, Rick. I enjoy it as much as you do. I love it. So
thank
it's always good to talk hockey with someone that has as much passion for the sport and for kids as you do.
Oh, and I'm taking notes like crazy trying to learn this stuff. Dale, thank you so much, man. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too, my friend.
Take care. That is Dale Dunbar, who is the Winthrop High School hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.